This is the Beer and Pretzel Podcast, a podcast that introduces new role-playing games based off the beer and pretzel role-playing game genre of games. RPGs that can be done in one sitting, sit down, play them, done in one shot, and usually are focused on more less serious and more geared to a fun one-shot evening. I'm your host and GM, Austin, and I'm here with Brad, Becky, Mayo, and Travis, and we are going to play Grant Howlett's game, Goblin Quest. Last week's episode, we played Honey Heist, which was also written by Grant Howlett, and you guys can listen to us after we play this game. We'll be doing a review and talking to the game's writer. All right, so before we start Goblin Quest, the game about goblins partaking in a grand quest, and many will perish in doing that. Travis, talk to us about your clutch of goblins, because in this game, you operate five goblins.
All right, so the home name for my clutch is going to be the Thunderbirds. We'll start with the very first one. His name is Lucky, and he has absolutely no fingers as his personal trait. They're really good at MMA, because that's all they ever watch, is MMA fighting.
Nice.
And their notable mark as a clutch, is they have triple chins, every single one of them.
Okay, that's interesting. What is their ancestral heirloom, which is something that the goblins have come to have, something they pass down from generation to generation, and it's mostly just a piece of trash they found around the dumpster fire that they live in.
So their ancestral heirloom is the golden broom handle of St. Mary's, and it is really good at thwacking people.
That's great. Mael, talk to us about your goblins.
They're the bongo clutch. They're really good at being upside down. They can see and hear just as well upside down as right side up. Their heirloom is the expired ketchup of old. And it's good at, you know that like weird gross liquid that comes out when you don't shake the ketchup bottle?
Yeah.
That's all that comes out of it.
That's great. That's beautiful. And which one was your first goblin?
My first goblin is Garth, and he's emo. He's got like hair covering like half his face, and he's got like a hoodie, and he's really, he's having a rough life.
Okay, fair. Brad and Becky, you guys are operating the same clutch of goblins, but because you two are operating them, we decide that you guys are operating a bunch of goblins that have two heads.
Yes, so we are the Sticky. We are warrior goblins, and our notable mark is that we have two heads.
Our ancestral heirloom is the Ladle of Vengeance, and it's real good at hitting things.
Nice, okay. And who is your first goblin that will be partaking in this quest?
I'm playing Stabby.
And I'm Bitey.
Okay. And, oh, because they're the same one.
And we have the strength of two goblins.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right, so we got the jacked one. All right. So these are our goblins that we'll be starting the quest with. So a new day dawns in the great battle camp. The orcs march in the square outside their barracks. The hobgoblins file and cross-reference in the gray wards. The hobgoblins in this game, they're kind of like the accountants for the wizards. And the Grey Wards, the bugbears, plot and scheme in Dun Inn. Above it all, the Black Tower, the wizards stand proud, holding the wicked sorcerer generals that command the army to the war. And underfoot, in the dank caverns under the world, in the green pits, spawn the goblins. The goblins are bred for war, for cannon fodder, for hopeless attacks, for death. You are a goblin. You have a week to live, and you're going to make a mark. You are going to undertake a goblin quest. All right, guys, we're going to talk about our goblin quest, because in making our characters, we already went over what our quest is going to be about. So I want you guys to describe to the audience before we partake in this grand, grand adventure what you guys will be doing. Let's start over here. Brad, you guys talk about task one of our quest.
So task one is that we need to find our grandma a birthday present. She really loves the color blue, so we're looking for something blue.
Okay, and what are the individual stages of this quest, or part of the quest?
So first, we need to try and find the present, which We're pretty sure we saw something blue falling from the tower. It looks kind of like a drinking horn. So we're going to go and try and find where it landed as stage two. We're going to retrieve it as stage two. And then as stage three, we need to bring it back from where we found it back to the town.
All right, Mael, talk to us about the second half of our adventure, which is going to be, I'm going to give you your piece of paper back, but it's going to be task two, the quest.
Task two is the horn is filled with alcohol, so we need to empty it.
Okay. And talk about the subsections of it.
We first try to just dump it out, and we find that it's some sort of magical horn that is always full. So we decide to have a goblin party and hope that maybe all of us together drinking from the horn will get rid of it. If that fails, then we will go to someone who can drink more. So we go to the orc party, although that's a bit dangerous because orcs like to step on us. And as a last resort, we're going to break into a library and figure out how to empty it.
Travis, talk to us about our last task.
So, as you said, if all else fails, we will be breaking into the library, which will, with any luck, will draw us information on maybe a magical wand or something of that sort, a magical staff, that we can use the magic to empty the goblet, if nothing else works. And that will be the beginning of task three. And
let's actually save that last part for the end. People can listen in to see actually what will happen towards the end. So we won't go into how this adventure will end. Before we start, some quick facts about goblins. Goblins live on average for about a week. It is said that Mogwok, the ancient goblin king, lived for 11 days, but that's just a myth. Goblins don't die of old age, they just attract enough unwanted misery that events transpire to kill them within a week. It's unclear if this is a quirk of their magical construction or just fatal incompetence on their part. Also, goblins are delicious. This is a problem for most goblins throughout their short lives. And goblins are magically imprinted with knowledge and skills so that all of them will know the same things that the rest of their clutch do. They all have the same skills. When one dies, the other one will come over and pick up its place. If you drop your ancestral heirloom, it's okay. The next one will come up and pick it up. And they are very light, making them useful thrown weapons for orcs. A skilled orc can fell an opponent at 100 paces with a well-aimed goblin. Good stuff. Okay, let's start the goblin quest. All right, so your goblins are sitting around the campfire in the goblin camp. You guys know that your grandmother, is she actually related to you guys or only some of you guys? I don't know.
I mean, she only lives for a week, so I don't know.
I'm going to say she's related to everybody.
All right, fair enough.
I think we're all related.
Okay, and you guys are like, hey, we should surprise her. It's her fifth day birthday. We should surprise her with a gift. She likes blue. What can we get for her? And then soaring out of the sky from the wizard tower, a little blue meteorite shoots out. In reality, this is the magical drinking horn, which is blue in this case. But you guys see it as like a magical, it's like a comet shooting down. And you guys are all drawn towards it. And you guys' great idea is that blue thing that's shooting out of the sky, let's go get it. So this is task one, which is, stage one, which is going to find
the horn.
All right. The goblins head out. You guys get out of the goblin pits and you start heading towards the war-torn battlefield where many wars and fights have happened, and that is where the crash happened. Going through, you guys occasionally see people fighting. You're going to have to scamper by them and to go to find this war horn. How do you guys do this? How do you get through the fights that are going on between man, orc, maybe the occasional monster will fly in there to assist the orc army? There's a lot of bloodshed going on. Too much for little goblins like yourselves to deal with. So, Mael, what is your goblin doing?
Assuming we're near the forest, Garth wears all black clothing because he's just that edgy. So he's going to try and stick to the shadows and blend in with them.
Okay. And So you're trying to blend in, going through. Let's have you do our first roll. So basically how this game works is that you roll D6s. On 1s and 2, you're going to get an injury. 3, something bad happens. 4, something good happens. And 5, 6 is a success. So you're going to be rolling 1 dice unless you want to add a trait, which you talked about your emo and you're using Dark Cloven. So that would be a second trait. You'll be rolling 2 dice. You can apply enough traits from your Ancestral Heirloom, your Goblin Clutch Expertise, your Notable Mark, your Defiant Feature, which Maya is using in this case, to add dice. You have a total of 3 dice.
And so how do the dice work? If you roll a 1 and a 6, what happens?
You gain an injury and a success.
So both happen?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do the roll. I got a 3 and a 6.
Okay. So something bad happens and a success. So you scrunch up against the walls of the forest. You're using Dark Cloven. No one's noticing you. And you lead the group that way. But you weren't accounting for what is in the forest, Mael, as a rogue troll comes tearing out, and he sees a buffet of goblins hiding in the forest trying to get to where that meteorite crashed down. Something bad is you guys gained 1 success point for the first one, and you need, 2 points to get to it?
Yeah.
So you're almost done with that task, except something bad happens, which is the troll. But really what that means, whoever rolls next has a -1 to their rolls. Who wants to go next? Volunteer, talk to us about what your goblin is doing.
I think Stabby and Bitey would like to go next. We're pretty strong. And we've got our Ladle of Vengeance. So I think Stabby wants to run forward and smack the troll in the toe with the Ladle of Vengeance.
Okay. Is that what Bitey wants to do too?
Bitey agrees.
Okay.
So we
gained 1 dice just automatically.
Okay. And we are warriors, so would that be 2?
That would be 2.
And then we're using our ladle. Does that make it 3?
That would be 3 dice, yes.
But isn't it -1?
But you're getting -1 to all those rolls, not -1 dice.
-1 to all them. Our defining feature is also that we have the strength of 2 goblins.
Does that okay. Happen? Well, it would add a dice, but you guys maxed out at 3.
Oh, okay.
You can only have 3 dice.
Oh.
Okay. So
we rolled 2 2s and a 1.
All right. Yeah, well, Biting and Stabby are quite brave, and goblins will talk about you for ages, also known as maybe hours. You guys charge in, you whack him on the toe, causing 0 damage, and then that troll picks you up and throws him in his mouth. Stabby and Bitey are no more. What goblin comes out of the bushes to assist the rest of this party?
Stabby number 2 and Glump.
Okay, what's their defining feature?
Stinky feet.
Stinky feet, okay. Travis, what is your first character? Remind us of who he is again and what is he up to? Number the goal of this stage is to just get to the crash down horn.
All right, so his name is Lucky, but unfortunately he doesn't have any fingers, so he's very bad at using weapons. But luckily for him, he's great at MMA fighting because that's all he's watched his entire 2 minutes of life. So, he's going to try to jump up and kick the troll in the face.
Okay, okay. So, I think that sounds like 2 dice.
Yep.
And right now it's a flat roll, no penalties.
All right. Let's see how this goes. We got a 3 and a 1, so that's something bad and a failure.
All right. Well, something bad is that you have pissed off the troll, because you do go over and hit him in the face, but instantly he grabs you and throws you up against a tree, and you guys hear his little bones break. He's not dead yet, but that is going to be 1 injury for your character, Lucky. And something bad is that the troll is very pissed off, so even if you guys run to the battlefield to just head straight towards a horn to get that for Grandma, this troll is behind you guys. You guys still haven't got to the horn yet. Something bad, there's a troll behind you. -1 roll for whoever goes next.
As we go, Garth is going to turn back and try to squirt ketchup liquid into the eyes of the troll so his friends can get away.
Okay.
I'm going to roll 2 dice.
Yep. Okay.
I got a 2 and a 1.
All right. Yeah, you squirt in his eyes, and then He licks it off with his nasty troll tongue. That just makes him more hungry. He goes into a rage, chases you down. You run in a circle, try to get around him, but he got that ketchup, and now he just wants the hot dog. he goes over, and that is a second goblin down as you go into the gullet of the troll. What goblin comes out next?
It's Travis. It is Travis, who is right now playing the MMA goblins, but in goblin form. He is capable of everything Travis is, and he's incapable of everything Travis is.
Travis, talk to us. What are those things you're capable of and incapable of? And what for this goblin?
I have no idea what I'm... I mean, as a goblin form, I guess I wouldn't be particularly strong.
Yeah.
I do like the description of me. He covered me in hair, which is nice.
Yep. Nice.
I really don't know what he's where he's going with this, but I like
he
it.
Knows, he knows a lot of anime, and he works on cars.
That's true.
All right.
No, that's going to help goblins, though.
Does anything help these goblins? All right. What are you guys up to?
Okay. Stabby number two wants to go kick the troll in the face.
Glump thinks this is a good idea because our stinky feet might help turn his appetite.
That's true. Okay. So that sounds like two dice. Let's get some good rolls in here. There we go.
Six and a four.
Something good. You guys succeed, so you get one success. That beats this stage, right?
Yep.
All right. You kick that troll in the face, and instantly you give him his one weakness, which is smelly goblin feet. It just makes him revolt. His nice morsels, his buffet of goblins, you've ruined that as he throws up the two goblins he's eaten so far. And you guys have to witness as your friends just are gulched out of the troll. And he runs back into the forest holding his nose. And you guys are able to sneak back and you guys find the crashed drinking horn, the magical blue drinking horn that you want to give to Grandma. You have completed this first task. Good job, guys. We're now on to stage two, which is...
retrieving the horn.
From the tree.
Retrieving it from the tree, because it didn't crash into the ground. It crashed into a tree. Maybe for most people, a tree wouldn't be a big deal, but this tree is much bigger than you guys. It's almost like a little skyscraper. And goblins' bones break very easily, so you guys are going to figure out how to get up there and bring it down. Any ideas?
Travis, how much do you know about trees?
Very little.
All right, well, except- we can assume that the Travis goblin is stronger than the average goblin, so perhaps he will toss someone up into the air to grab onto a branch.
I say lucky he's willing to give it a shot.
Okay.
The goblin with no fingers? All right. He is the perfect candidate.
I'm going to still alive?
Oh, no, it's not lucky now. Who is it?
No, it's still lucky.
Oh, it is still lucky. Yeah, lucky is the perfect goblin to launch up.
Okay, so Travis Goblin is going to automatically succeed. You toss him up. The question is, can Travis Goblin land there? Because he doesn't have fingers. How is he going to grab onto the branches? Or maybe he will.
Well, I'm going to arm wrap him.
Arm wrap it? Okay. All right, Travis, that sounds like one dice unless you want to add anything.
It feels like mine should be like zero dice. No fingers.
Yeah, I don't think my MMA is going to help me in this one. I think
you are gaining a plus one bonus thanks to the Stinky Feet Goblins. Oh. Kicking that troll, you guys are in high spirits after seeing a bunch of goblins get rid of a troll. So you guys are in good spirits.
All right, then we shall go with the R1 dice and hope this works out. Plus one is a five.
That's a success. Okay, that's one towards the victory point of that one. You land in a tree. Now what? And you guys can do stuff too. Travis might have to drop it down to you guys. You might have to catch it because it could break. I don't know. Travis, what is your character doing?
All right, I try to figure out a way to just, like, push this to the edge of whatever branch it's being hung up on.
Okay, so you push it there, and you're probably like, hey, guys, I'm going to drop this, so you better catch it. I definitely can't catch it because I have no fingers.
Yeah, catch it or make something that can catch it.
All right, now it's up to you guys, the three of you guys. How are you guys going to catch this?
Stabby number two is pretty sticky, so so he'd be good at catching things.
Okay. Is that because all you goblins are sticky?
Yeah, we're all sticky.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
It's their name.
That's fair. All right, so you're just going to reach up and try to grab it and hope your sticky fingers are going to...
Yeah, our skin is like flypaper.
That's just quite gross.
Everything sticks to us.
Okay, so you're like a little spider goblin, sort of. All right. Yeah, so you can roll a dice, and hopefully this will not hit you in your face.
I rolled a one.
All right, yeah, that goblet goes straight for your face.
If you were super sticky, couldn't you use it as two dice?
Yeah, it would be two dice.
And a four.
Okay. So something good. You break the fall of the goblet. It doesn't break. And, it bounces off your face. But now, because this is still part of the retrieving the goblet, it bounces off your face, causing you immense amount of pain, and it rolls down the hill towards where a battle's happening between some human guards and some orcs. And you guys are going to find a way to sneak through them and grab the goblet and pull it out, because that was only a first success, right? Oh, no, that was the second one. Oh, no, you guys didn't get a second success.
Yeah, we did not succeed. We got a plus one, though, for the next roll.
We do have plus one. So, what are you guys doing next? Travis is probably still in the tree, lucky. So, Mael, or maybe these goblins again.
All right, so who do we have? We have Travis, Stabby Two.
Stabby and Glump.
Glump. All right, what's Glump about?
We have stinky feet and we're sticky. Okay. We have the same body. There's just two heads.
Any ideas?
How much does Travis know about sneaking?
Travis, are you a sneaky individual?
I am not a sneaky individual.
Travis is not a sneaky individual.
Well, maybe Glump and Stabby 2 can just kind of roll down the hill and stick to the horn.
Ah, so you just kind of roll on by the battle.
Stabby doesn't want to roll.
Travis is kind of a dick, so he's going to make make Stabby 2 do it.
So Stabby 2 is like, no, I don't want to do this. And Travis just comes over and pushes them.
And Glump is like leaning into the push.
Okay. But I'm sticky, so I think you come with me.
Oh, no! I've been bamboozled.
All right. So now it is a goblin snowball going down the hill towards the goblet. Travis Goblin, I'm going to have you roll for this.
Okay. Can I roll two?
What is your second dice for?
Because Travis was using his dickishness.
Okay.
And sure. And they're kind of sticky, but that's not really my thing, though, I guess.
Yeah, I would say two is fine.
All right. We add, double sixes.
All right. You guys beat that as you guys roll through as a little snowball, going through the battle, picking it up by getting it stuck to you, and continue going through the battle. And, you guys
escape. Successes carry over?
No.
No, okay.
Aww. All right. Now we're on to the third stage, which is bringing it back home, right? To Grandma. Yeah. You guys have this beautiful big goblet, and it is an everlasting goblet. As you guys will soon discover, no matter how much you drink from it, you can't get rid of the liquid that is inside. But right now, at the moment, you guys are just worried about bringing it home, because the battle's still happening, that troll somewhere. So you guys are going to have to head back home. And at this point, we have a misfortune. We randomly roll to see where misfortunes happened. A little extra layer to it that you guys don't know about.
To be fair, I'm stuck in a tree.
Oh, yeah. Lucky's in the tree.
Well, that's one of them, yeah. So, misfortunes. Bum, bum, bum. Our first misfortune for this section is you guys are having to deal with... A cheeky magpie steals items from the goblins. Oh. Wonder what that item could be.
No!
All right, a cheeky magpie flies down. For a human, they would swat it away, but for you, it's a pretty decent-sized magpie. And it is flying down, trying to peck you guys' eyes out. It really wants that shiny goblet. So you guys are trying to get home, but also deal with this goblet. And for this one, you guys have to get three successes before you guys can proceed to the second chapter of our adventure.
Do goblins fit in the goblet?
I would say, yeah, one could.
Assuming it's kind of endless liquid, maybe we could get Lucky out of the tree by him just jumping into the goblet?
Like a swimming pool?
Like a little tiny pool, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. All right, Travis, it's time for you to dive.
I was going to dive onto the bird.
Onto the bird?
I was going to try to take him down.
Okay.
I like that idea.
All some right. MMA fighting style.
Exactly. I'm going to go...
Basically, lock bottom him.
Yeah, I'm going to do a drop kick on him because my hands are pretty much useless. I'm going to do a drop kick on this bird from the tree branch that I'm stuck on.
Okay.
So I'm using my MMA, which will give me a second dice that I just threw on the ground, unfortunately. And I can't use anything else, so two dice it is. Let's hope this works. That is a 4 and a 2, so that's a good
something
thing.
Something good.
And I fail.
That's something good is you guys don't have to worry about that magpie as he puts his foot through that bird. But unfortunately, that bird also put its beak through him as he skewered like a kebab. And the bird is upset because it got a goblin just drop kicked him in the face. But it's got some dinner through its beak as it got a goblin stuck on its head. And the magpie clumsily flies away with a goblin stuck to it. And there goes Lucky. Travis, what character is going to come join the party?
So that is going to be Frank. Now, his defining feature is he has a skull on his chest.
Uh-huh, okay. I like it. So is it like his t-shirt, like a black t-shirt with a white skull?
No, he literally just has a white skull. It's permanently on his chest. He cannot have it removed.
Oh, beautiful. That's dope. Okay. So Frank just shows up. Probably some heavy metal plays on in the background.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. What are you guys doing? So you guys haven't done any victory points, but something good happened. That magpie is gone. But you guys still need to bring this home.
How heavy is the goblet with the infinite alcohol?
At least 2 goblins have to carry it.
Across the battlefield.
Maybe we could find some kind of mount to strap it to, like a cow or something.
Squirrel, maybe.
That's not a bad idea. What if we just kept pouring it out until the battlefield was so wet that everyone just slipped and fell, and then we could just kind of carry it across, no big deal.
So just hold it upside down while we're carrying it?
No, like we want, like in order to pack across the battlefield. I mean, or
well, it's endless, so it never empties. So we would have to just hold upside down and let it drain forever.
Yeah, to make them slip. Or we can just find him out. We'll just find him. Maybe the magpie.
No. The magpie that flew away.
Oh, he's gone.
It's you guys do see in a tree nearby. It's trying to get rid of this goblin that it skewered.
Gross.
Gross, he says.
You know, Lucky was a good comrade. So for me, no.
I do, though.
Fair enough.
What do you guys think? What do Glump and Stabby think? Stabby 2, sorry.
Stabby 2 likes the idea of flooding the battlefield. And maybe drinking some of it.
About Glump.
Glump also thinks that this making the big things fall is a funny idea. And also probably a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys want to, like, lift it up and just, like, kind of push it so you guys, when you walk, liquid comes out?
Yeah.
Just goes all over the battlefield? Okay, who wants to take control of this and how they do this?
I'd say Glump and the other one, Stabby 2, are probably the strongest. Or no, is Travis the strongest?
Travis is, and he's got extensive experience in alcohol, from what I understand.
All right, fair enough. So how about Travis and Frank will take on this job?
All right.
Okay, so who wants to roll first? What, or you guys can do it at the same time.
All right, we'll each roll one since it's sort of like we get, because Travis's experience in alcohol and strength would give him 2, sort of.
Yeah.
So we'll each roll one, and we had something good, right?
Yeah, something good.
Plus one.
That is something bad and a success. You guys start pouring liquid on the battlefield. One of the victory points is gone, and liquid's around the battlefield, people are slipping. But the bad thing is, -1 to your next roll, is some orcs see you guys, and they see you guys running away with a whole bunch of alcohol, and they want that goblet. They don't care that you're kind of on the same side as them. They pull up their crossbows, they pull up their bows and arrows, and they're going to be launching arrows at you guys to hope to take you guys down. So you guys have to continue getting across this battlefield while avoiding arrows. How do you guys do this?
Is there a way we can use your two-headedness to our advantage? I'm trying to think.
more room to block arrows with two heads.
We are noble warriors. We can...
We can try to swat the arrows out of the air with the Ladle of Vengeance.
And our sticky hands.
And our sticky hands.
Okay. Hey, so you can make this into arrows. Like a Matrix, dodging arrows and stuff. Okay. Let's do it. I want to see this happen.
It is at minus one, I think.
Minus one, yes.
So we'd probably roll two dice?
Two dice?
Yeah, it would be two dice. Let me get one first.
Well, we got one success.
One success and an injury. You guys miss one of those arrows as it goes into you. Is that going to finish him off?
Yes.
We're dead.
Dabby number two and Glump are dead.
All right. Oh. You take as many arrows out, and you don't really do that so much with the ladle. You guys think this is going to be cool, block them all. But really, you block them all by them going into your two heads, into your body.
Wait, when they get one damage, does that mean one head's dead?
Actually. Oh, that's good. Okay. So, you guys do help, and you guys are almost across the battlefield, right? Because there's only one more victory point to get across this battlefield. And now, how do you guys... Yeah, there's only one more point. You guys are almost out of the battlefield. You guys were able to take out some of the arrows. It was noble. You did contribute to the party. But what goblin joins them?
My goblin is George.
Mine is Alton.
Okay.
We wear a fashionable chapeau.
And a nice suit.
Oh my gosh, he just rolls up in like a little mini Ferrari. All right.
Probably not the best for a battlefield, but I like this character already.
Yeah. Okay, what do you guys do next? I want to see what Frank is doing. What is Frank doing?
Frank has to avenge his friends.
Of course, he's all about vengeance.
He's going to go take those, what are they, orcs?
Yeah, the orcs.
Head on.
How?
So he's going to pull out the golden broom handle of St. Mary's.
Okay.
He's going to use every MMA technique he has, and he's going to go thwomp on him.
Okay. You go up, you just charge across the battlefield, and you're going to start smacking him.
All right. Let's see how well this works.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's one success, one bad thing, and one failure.
Well, you do contribute, you do start whacking on them for a while, and you do distract the orcs long enough for you guys to escape. You guys have brought the goblet home. Something bad, though, is, well, also, one, you got an injury. You gave out your beatings, but you also took enough beatings. But you survived against orcs, so not too bad. Frank can take a beating.
I mean, we know that. We've seen his show.
Yeah, we've seen his show on Netflix, canceled by Netflix.
Fair enough.
But something bad that's going to happen, I'm going to say the orcs at a distance are going to follow you guys back. They see what Frank is doing, but they're still curious about that. They're going to follow at distance. Will they contribute to our story? We'll see if they come back in at some point. We are on to task two. Task two is all about how do you guys empty this ladle? Not the ladle. This goblet. It's full of alcohol. And you guys, as much you dump out, you can't get rid of it. And Grandma, you don't want to make her into an alcoholic goblin. How are you guys going to get rid of this? Your idea is... What is your idea, guys?
We're going to throw a goblin party.
Let's drink it.
Goblin party time. In real life, let's all take a drink. Okay, good stuff. Now, it's goblin party time. You guys need three successes for this. It's mostly about you guys having a good time partying and not... dying of alcohol poisoning. You are goblins. You can only take so much. How does this party go? Feel free to describe how this happens and the difficulties you might come across.
Well, Alton definitely used his fashionable stationery to invite all the goblins in our little neighborhood.
Yeah, your neighborhood. Yeah, you are probably the popular goblin. Everyone is like, yo, that cool dude, that cool goblin. I'm going to join up. This seems like a cool ritzy party. You guys just show up, and goblins are just chugging out of the goblet. What is our first difficulty? What's going to hinder you guys first is the question.
So Frank is going to find the person who has drunk the most so far and challenge him to a drinking contest.
Which is Travis. Even though he didn't pay for the ice or the beer or the food.
Oh. Okay. I guess we could do a roll against each other? Okay.
I guess this works.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
All right, who wants to go first?
I should.
Frank was the challenger.
Yep. He's going to show everyone up. Let's see if he does.
Oh,
Travis fails miserably.
Travis takes an injury.
He can't hold his liquor.
He really can't.
But Frank can. You guys have one success done, and you guys a little bit closer to discovering that you can't actually finish this. You did chug a lot, but you guys still haven't put the two and two together that, hey, no matter what you guys do, you can't get rid of all the liquid in this. It's like Doctor Who's, the TARDIS? It's bigger on the outside or bigger on the inside?
Bigger on the inside.
Whatever. You guys don't understand how this little goblet can hold so much. Because it's like, I'll trust that. What are you guys up to?
George wants to do a goblet stand. Alton, you have to breathe for us while I keep drinking.
I'm excited to see this.
Do I get to roll two dice since I have the second head to breathe?
While yeah.
I do it? Okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
I rolled a 3, which is something bad, and a 5, which is a success.
Okay. So one more success done as everyone is going chug, 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 chug. And you're doing pretty good, except the bad thing is... What is the bad thing, guys? What would be the bad thing? -1 to our next roll. I'm going to say the bad thing is... Oh, no. Who is this? It is the opposite rival goblins, the jock party from the other fraternity. They show up, and they want to brawl. You guys are approaching on their turf. How are you guys going to deal with this? How? That's something bad, and these guys are tough. They outnumber you. There's at least 4. How are you guys going to deal with this?
Frank grabs his golden broom handle, and he's going to go thwack him.
Okay, he's turned into violence. Let's turn this into a barroom brawl. Of course. I see what you're saying.
All right, so that's 3 dice again, because he's using all of his MA skills, his weapon, and his frankness. And that's 2 successes and 1 injury, which means Frank might die from this brawl.
You rolled a 1, and it was a -1, so that is 0, which is 2 failures. So you go in there and you level the playing field. You just destroy all of them, and then you stand over their corpses triumphant, holding your golden broom handle, right?
Yes.
You're holding your golden broom handle. Everyone's cheering you on. They're like, Frank, 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 Frank. And then the orcs step out from the shadows and step on you and go, this party's over.
Poor Frank. Poor Frank.
All right. Frank is gone. Who joins the literal party at this point, Travis?
The literal goblin party. He is going to be Joffrey. Mm. And his one notable feature is he has very blue skin. No one knows why.
He's all blue, right?
Yes, all blue.
He's a blue goblin.
Let's just give Joffrey to Grandma.
Ugh. Okay.
He might not survive this round, so we'll see.
That's true. And because you're 2 successes, good job, Travis, you guys have beat this section. So we are moving on to stage 2 of task 2, which is what?
Trying to throw an orc party so that because they can drink more
the
than
us. The orcs are here. This is perfect timing. Some people say I perfectly planned this out. I did not. The orcs are here. You guys are like, oh no, they're going to stomp on us just like they did with Frank. Let's turn this into a party. You guys are going to have to convince the orcs that this is party time. How do you guys do this?
I think George and Alton should climb up and start pouring liquid out with our ladle of justice.
Ooh.
Or vengeance.
Yeah.
I like it.
And Joffrey is going to challenge the orcs to a drinking contest.
All right, this can only go well. All right, what do you guys do? You guys are standing up. You guys are like pouring like pretty much shots
We're pouring drinks.
Okay, with your ladle.
Yep.
Into orcs' mouths.
I guess the danger would be that you guys are pouring this into orcs' mouths. You guys go up bravely, confident. You guys are charismatic goblins. And you just go over and start pouring it in their mouths. We'll see what happens.
Yes, that would be 2 probably because of the ladle.
I rolled a 2 and a 3, so a failure and something bad.
Oh, what do you roll?
A 2 and a 3.
Oh, a 2 and a 3. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Did we have something bad in the last roll or no?
No,
it was just an injury. Okay. So you go over and basically, the orc just instantly takes his backhand and smacks you across the party as you fly and you hit the pool table. All the solo cups go flying everywhere. And that is an injury for our goblin.
Who did the orcs hit? George or Alton?
I'm going to say Alton.
Alton's head went flying off.
Oh, no. Oh. The something bad is that the orcs are not here to party with you. They want to take your alcohol and go off into their own party. You guys got to convince them to stay here, or at least you need to go with them to get your goblet back at some point. All right. There needs to be an orc party.
So Joffrey challenged them to a drinking contest where if they win, they get the goblet.
What? No!
Okay. You can do it, Travis.
This is the only chance of making them stay here. Otherwise, this is a complete failure for me.
Minus one.
That's a four. That's something good, but he did not succeed.
Okay.
He drank too much and he passed out.
No, not yet. The something good is that they say, okay, we'll do it. We haven't got to the actual contest yet, but they say they will do it, and you're pumped to do it.
Travis's time to shine.
Didn't you fail the last drinking contest?
Yeah, but that was against the Punisher. Can't win that. Travis is going to drink all the alcohol, hopefully. A four and a six when you add one.
Okay, so you get one success. How are we doing on this stage?
So I think that's the first one.
Okay, so you're drinking and you beat the first orc. And they go, best two out of three. And a goblin in the back goes, no, we don't accept. And then they go over and just stomp on him immediately. You guys are taking the two out of three. And then it was something good. Well, you guys are confident. Your goblin was able to beat one of the orcs in a drinking contest somehow.
Do we want to sub out?
Well, George is a little sad about Alton's passing for about 5 seconds. And then his sophisticated mannerisms return, and he decides to start making some delicious hors d'oeuvres for the guests. So I'm going to go around scraping things up off the ground, and I know how tasty goblins are, so...
It is true.
Gross.
Disgusted, but I love it.
Yeah, so I'm going to make some hors d'oeuvres for the orcs to try and put them in a better mood.
Wait, is Frank a part of this?
And Alton?
And yes. Alton. Okay, great. Yep.
And just some other random things. Okay. I'm not sure what they are. So... rolled a three, something bad.
Wait, are you scraping up with your ladle?
We also have plus one.
Oh, okay, so that'd be something good.
Something good and a success. Okay, you're serving it. The orcs are getting happy. They're like, yo, these goblins aren't so bad. I guess we can chill at the party for a little bit. But something good is they want to stay here. And you guys get one more success for the orc party. We only have one more, right?
Yep.
We got one more point. All right, guys, wrap this up with the best two out of three. We have the drinking contest. Who wants to go up next against them?
So is it going to be Joffrey or Travis?
Why doesn't Joffrey try?
He already tried.
Right? Okay, Travis will try, actually, because he needs to die. All right. He's lived a long life. Travis drinks against the orcs. A one and a two.
Oh, so good. All right. Yeah, so, yeah, you're dead.
How do I die?
You die because... you start going chug, 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 chug. And then everyone keeps going chug, chug, chug. And they do it for a whole, 3 minutes before they go, huh, he hasn't moved in a while. As just liquid is overflowing from his mouth. He took too much at once and he just passed away from...
he drowned. Travis died of alcohol poisoning.
That's so perfect.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, from the shadows, Snowman.
Guys, look behind a bush, and you see Snow Goblin. He's a snowman with sticks for arms and a carrot nose, and he's made to look like a goblin. He's not actually a goblin. He's just made of snow.
Oh, so good. And this character, you guys are going to have to help around because he's just a snowman. So you guys get to push him or throw him. Okay. Oh, so good. All right, so good. All right, what do you guys do next? You guys are just 1 point away from finishing up this orc party. Your friend has lost game two, so now someone has to pick up the pace for the best out of three drinking contest. Who's going to go up against the final orc? the King Drinker. This one, his name is Chad.
I think George will take a swing at it since Travis and Frank both did. So I'm going to take a drink. And I rolled a 2.
And a 2. Okay. Yeah, you drink and you can't handle your liquor. That's not going to kill you, right?
It does.
It kills you? Okay. You also drown in the alcohol. As another one goes down, you guys lose. The orcs, they go, stop the music. Choo-choo-choo-choo. Bad sound of scrubbing a CD. But they go, this party's over. They grab the goblet. It's our time to go off. This is our goblet now. Technically, the orc party hasn't finished. They leave. You guys are free to go find them. Maybe try to steal it back. Maybe that will be the final point. But how do you guys wrap up this section? They went off. They went back to their frat. No, that was the other goblins. They go back to the orc inn where they celebrate with more beer and this goblet.
Who replaced George and Alton?
Oh, yes. Stabby number 3.
And Bash.
Great.
We are endlessly hungry.
Okay. We can make this work. How do you guys get back the goblet and end this orc party? Or mostly just get back the goblet.
Any ideas?
Well, we're still finishing some of those tasty hors d'oeuvres that George and Alton
had. Oh! So,
including Travis?
Can you just say for the record that you were eating Travis?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we need to hear you say it.
Oh, yeah, we were eating Travis.
Yeah!
All right, Joffrey said he wants to go cut their heads off.
Okay. Oh, jeez, that's violent.
All Bash right. wants to know if we can eat them.
Joffrey agrees that you can eat them if we can cut their heads off.
Excellent.
What is up with these people? Snow Goblin's just chilling.
And,
like, get it, chilling.
Kill it. All right, how do you guys do this?
All right, so I guess Joffrey picks up the Snow Goblin. Carries him on his back or in some sort of bag or something. I don't know how you carry a snow goblin.
Do we have a wagon?
You can just push him along. He's pretty, because like the bottom part's kind of melting, so he's kind of slick, so you can just kind of push him.
Yeah.
All right, Joffrey starts pushing him in the direction that he saw the orcs go, because he was the only one to survive that whole scene.
Okay. You do eventually find the orcs partying it up. How do you want to use this snowman?